producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Just some breaking news. We have an active shooter reported right now at San Diego Naval Medical Center. From what we understand, about a half hour ago, that there were reports that there was an active shooter. They said all occupants have been advised to run, hide, or fight. And this was posted on, I guess, their Facebook page. San Diego Police has confirmed reports of a shooter. Apparently, they said on their Facebook account, quote, an active shooter has just been reported in building number 26 at Naval Medical Center San Diego. All occupants are advised to run, hide, or fight. All non-emergency response personnel are asked to stay away from the compound. As we get more information, we'll keep you updated. I don't have any other information, except they say a spokesman for the center said the report was of gunshots heard in that building. And this is the same building that houses officers and barracks for wounded soldiers. The entire facility is currently on lockdown. The report came to San Diego Police by a phone call. SWAT had come on the scene shortly. And apparently the staff there includes more than 6,500 military, civilian, contractor, and volunteer personnel. They say that the Navy Medical Center in San Diego personnel deployed to Iraq, Afghanistan, Kuwait, the facility is afflicted with 19 civilian nursing, affiliated, 19 civilian nursing schools, training more than 400 students per year in clinical rotations. All right, we will keep you guys posted as we get more information on that. All right, boy, a lot of stuff going on right now. Oh, boy. Okay. We have an expert in poisoning, and he has revealed the 6 foods that he would never eat. So this is an expert, a poisoning expert, they call him. I mean, I don't know if he's an expert in poisoning people. I don't think it's that. I think this guy just knows his stuff. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about a major medical group is missing, I guess, half a dozen hard drives that has the personal and health information of roughly 950,000 clients. Another big cluster when it comes to electronic records and our data being on a computer. Women should be screened for depression both during and after pregnancy. A lot seems to happen in terms of mood changes with many patients, and we aren't spending enough time looking at that as we're so busy looking at everything else. How's the fetus doing? How's, you know, the biological medical numbers of the patient? But we don't really talk about psychological, so we're going to talk about that. And women do far worse than men after a heart attack. Why is that? We thought women survived easier than men, and they don't. And I think many of you guys know why. More news on the scary Zika virus, as they say, look, it could be spread through sex. We talked about that about a week or two ago when news broke on Zika. And so if you don't know you have it and you have sex, you can give it to somebody that does, especially, unfortunately, a pregnant woman who could be carrying a baby, and then it could cause malformation of the child's head. By the way, they are still studying the link. Okay, I know it's been linked to microcephaly, but they're still trying to find direct links. You know, right now they say that it's they say, what's the word for it when they say, I don't know if they say it called circumstantial, but you know, where, okay, well, we see a bunch of people with this, we're assuming it's this, but they haven't looked at a direct direct link. So we're going to talk about that. There is a pill that we use for chemo and the nausea that you get from chemo. And they think that this medication could help prevent snoring and other sleeping issues. So that could be pretty, pretty cool. While we're seeing what's going on with Flint, Michigan, and their water crisis, Walmart, Coca-Cola, Nestle, PepsiCo is donating millions of water bottles. They are going to donate up to 6.5 million bottles of water to school children to help with the city's public health crisis over their lead-contaminated water. Of course, we spent a lot of time yesterday talking about lead poisoning and the dangers associated with that, and how there's really no safe level of lead. You know, there's been the CDC has given us guidelines where, you know, when you screen for something, you want to make sure it's below, you know, 5, you know, micrograms per deciliter. But we don't want the kids getting any form of lead. And from what we understand, there's levels greater than 10 at least, and even higher based on what they're finding with the water supply. I believe they had changed Flint, I guess about a year ago, had to change the piping to find a more cost-effective measure, and it just, I guess, used dirty water. And I don't really know the whole story, but it was just, when you look at the news, it just looked outright ugly. So we have a lot of companies, we have a lot of movie stars, a lot of people kind of jumping in to help. So we got Walmart, Coca-Cola, Nestle, PepsiCo. They say are collectively donating water to meet the daily needs of over 10,000 school children for the rest of the calendar year. The companies are going to send 176 truckloads of bottled water, up to 6.5 million bottles. They are grateful for Walmart. Yeah, nobody run into that truck, please. Let me see, the Flint Community School Superintendent, extremely, extremely happy, loves Walmart. I do too. Way to go. Here we go. April 2014, Flint stopped drawing its water from Detroit and began pulling water from the Flint River. Residents started to say, look, the water is discolored and it smells. In October, Flint again began getting water from Detroit, but by that time, the residents had already been drinking the water for 19 months. They found elevated lead levels in Flint's water supply. Blood tests had noticed lead contamination nearly doubled or tripled in children younger than 5 who were unfortunately exposed to the highest levels. Very dangerous, causing neurological issues, learning issues, abdominal issues. Not good at any way. It's very difficult to treat. All right, you know, you got to get these chelating agents that'll take out the metals. So we'll keep you posted on that. All right, guys, don't go away. More breaking news as well as your medical questions. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. 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 Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right. Hey, guys. Not sure if you can hear me. I'm not getting good sound. I'm having some engineering issues. I apologize. Hey, Tom, how we doing? Are we on? No. Good. All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I received a couple emails. You guys heard about the whole Planned Parenthood thing before I did. Some of you guys were really happy that Planned Parenthood fought back. One email here from Gina asked, why is Planned Parenthood so powerful? You mess with them, you get hurt. I'm not an attorney, okay? And I should have one of my attorney buddies come on. Yes, I do have buddies in the field of law to kind of come on and explain what happened. But this was very, very interesting. Okay, you remember about last year, the Center for Medical Progress, okay, is, I guess, a quote-unquote anti-abortion group, okay, a group that does not like abortions. And they made videos that had caught and exposed some of the higher-ups in Planned Parenthood discussing how they harvest organs, you know, keep the fetus alive long enough to be able to sell the organ. And I think he got them on video to sell him fetal organs, okay? And obviously, you know, the GOP has been using those videos, as criticism, obviously, the Planned Parenthood. Many of us as taxpayers are still kind of wondering why Planned Parenthood still gets as much tax funding as they do, since we now have Obamacare covering, you know, women's health, where you're supposed to be able to get your free birth control and, you know, pap smears and things like that. So, I've been kind of watching, you know, Planned Parenthood has helped many of my patients. You know, and I was very, very grateful that Planned Parenthood existed for the gynecological treatments that they gave my patients when my patients didn't have insurance. I really haven't had a lot of patients need Planned Parenthood now because their birth control's covered, their paps are covered, etc. And so, and I don't really know how many millions of dollars of funding they get. I'm assuming it's a lot. But the one thing that I noticed, if I have a personal opinion on this, okay, I mean, on one end, thank you for helping many of my patients, okay, in the past that didn't have access and now, you know, get afforded access under the Affordable Health Care Act, you know, but the other thing I noticed is when, you know, some charities during the recession did not want to donate to Planned Parenthood, i.e. Komen for the Cure, it got ugly. Congress got involved. And I've just never seen a charity organization like this that powerful. So I agree with Gina. I mean, they're powerful. I don't know if it's a good way or a bad way. I'm kind of, you know, watching this closely, and here's an example of the power that I guess exudes from such a big organization such as that. When David DeLayden, he is the founder of Center for Medical Progress. While he was, I believe, kind of, you know, reeling in applause from anti-abortion groups for, you know, what he was able to uncover, he gets turned around and gets indicted himself on a felony charge of tampering with a government record and a misdemeanor count related to purchasing human organs. So he gets in trouble for purchasing the organs he tried to do a sting operation on. They say this is the first time anyone in the group has been charged criminally since the video started surfacing. In a statement announcing the indictment, Harris County District Attorney Devin Anderson, he didn't provide any details of the charges, and he didn't, you know, tell us what record or records were allegedly tampered with and why he's facing a charge relating to the buying of the human organs. He said it could not provide any details to the documents charging him were formally made public, which is, I guess, expected later, you know, this week. So, they were called upon to investigate allegations of criminal conduct by Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast. And so they went from there. The Anti-Abortion Center for Medical Progress has released several videos now. I thought they even had more to release, of the Planned Parenthood official discussing the handling of the fetal tissue. And the center claims that they illegally sold fetal tissue. Planned Parenthood officials have denied any wrongdoing and have said the videos were misleadingly edited. You know, this is one thing where you kind of look at this and go, whoa, all right? I mean, here's the thing, okay? We're spending a lot of money, and I think we're going around in circles when there's issues that we could be addressing much less expensively, much more directly, and it's never going to work that way. So, obviously, the big issue we have is, you know, the number of abortions being done. Who's doing them and who's paying for them? Anti-abortion groups don't want them done, don't want us paying for them, all right? Taxpayers' dollars should not have to go to something that many people don't believe in. The pro-choice groups or people that are pro-Planned Parenthood are like, look, let's give women an option so they don't hurt themselves. And they don't try to, you know, kill their fetuses unsanitarily, causing harm to the fetus, obviously, and to themselves. And so, you know, the topic is going back and forth. And Roe versus Wade already in the in the Supreme Court already said, look, it's legal. You know, we should allow it. But it didn't clear or clarify the controversy for many of us who are like, I don't get this. Okay, you know, why is so much money going to this? You know, we look at health care expenditures. Okay, if the Affordable Health Care Act, and even though many of us are, you know, kind of, you know, just shaking our heads as to why this act got passed to begin with, but one small aspect of it that should have been a positive was women getting access to services. And their services include birth control, gynecological exams, breast exams, counseling, etc. So if the Affordable Care Act, which we're spending a lot of money on, okay, I mean, that's a lot of taxpaying dollars going to that, okay? If that exists, do we need the redundancy of Planned Parenthood? Now, the reason why I don't attack Planned Parenthood like everybody else, okay, is because I really want clinics. Go to clinics. Let's get the abortion issue out of it for temporarily. I want medical clinics that could treat kids, that could treat adults, that could treat anybody. All right? So they don't infect other people around them. And so, you know, people have access to health care. This Affordable Health Care Act didn't give people access to health care. It gave many people a health card that had a big, huge deductible, and it was a very expensive card, you know, as it is. And then you know, people who were able to receive the health care, right? And many of them can't even get in with their medical provider for months. So we have a bunch of people that may be technically insured, but they're running around not having access. All right? So one thing I have suggested ever since the Affordable Health Care Act is, why don't we just do away with that and use all these millions and billions of dollars, all right, to set up clinics throughout the country? Now, you have Planned Parenthood already with clinics throughout the country. It's just, you know, they don't really treat a lot of, you know, other ailments. They don't treat the coughs and the colds and the flu and the you know, and they provide abortion services. You know, what if we turned, you know, Planned Parenthood, which really kind of would unfortunately probably, you know, lead to its demise, why don't we just, you know, all that funding we are putting into female services, which is already being spent on the Affordable Health Care Act, why don't we put it into clinics? Use the Planned Parenthood facilities, merge with them, okay, and offer, I mean, we already have the buildings there. They're already getting, there's already tons of funding that built them. You know, and I know that's not the most, you know, practical, but it's, I'm just frustrated. I mean, I see people with the flu, I see people with colitis running around not being able to be seen, you know, and I'm like, where did all our money go? All right? You know, we have a lot of men out there. We have a lot of kids out there and women who have ailments, and we still don't have a proper structure. So, of course, they're going to the ER. And then we have the issue of abortions. You know, is it the government's responsibility to pay for people's abortions? Is it your and my responsibility to pay for abortions? Okay, I don't want anybody hurting themselves. Okay, but I would really prefer people who don't want a baby to not get pregnant in the first place. Then we don't have to remove a healthy fetus. But we're just not addressing that. We're not. And so I'm not sure what the answer is. So, you know, how this one group did it is they're like, okay, well, then why don't we try to bring them down criminally? And it's not working. It's not working. They can't do that. And I don't really know the legality of trying to dupe somebody and sting somebody and getting them on video. I don't even know if those could even hold up. But I think, you know, collectively on both sides of the aisle, people are frustrated that we still have access issues and we still have billions and billions of dollars being spent. If there's a way Planned Parenthood and the rest of us can work together to do very constructive, positive health care changes that saves a lot of taxpayer dollars, I'd love that. But right now it's just a mess. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the poisoning expert that we are talking about is Bill Marler. He has been involved in lawsuits against Chipotle and other restaurants and has won over $600 million for clients. So when he was asked, all right, you know, you pretty much have been watching food poisoning for now, what, over 20 years. What foods would you not eat? And so he's given us his list. Marler says, number one, he avoids raw beverages, okay, like raw milk, unpasteurized milk, unpasteurized juices. And I know a lot of you guys are like, wait a second, Dr. Dahl has already told us about all this. Yeah, well, it's nice to see a lawyer agree with me. That's why this is such big news, okay? A lot of lawyers don't like me, so this is really, really good, okay? I can't agree. Look, I want to make friends with lawyers. I really do. My brother's a lawyer. Yeah, he is. He is. He subpoenaed me like 3 times, but that's okay. He's a lawyer. He's busy. He's doing what he's got to do, and I'm proud of him. So, yeah, look, we do need lawyers. We do. We, you know, so it's all good. All right, so he says, avoid raw beverages because of the bacteria, viruses, and parasites. There were 148 food poisoning outbreaks linked to raw milk from 1998 to 2011. And Marler says, you have to remember not very many people are consuming the product. So that's a lot when you look at how little people drink unpasteurized juice. Remember there was an E. coli outbreak from unpasteurized apple juice? So they say there's no benefit big enough to take away the risk of drinking products that can be made safe by pasteurization. Pasteurization where they heat it up really, really high and then they rapidly cool it. Okay, it's not sterilization, but that's pasteurization. They heat it up really fast and cool it down. And that seems to kill a lot of the bacteria without denaturing a lot of the proteins. Okay, because you need protein and milk. Raw sprouts. He avoids raw sprouts. You don't have to, you know, tell me twice. More than 30 bacterial outbreaks since the mid-1990s have been linked to either raw or undercooked sprouts. Most of the cases were salmonella or E. coli, which are both bacteria. If not cooked thoroughly, he says he avoids all types of sprouts. That's fine by me. I don't understand that. You know, get a sandwich, and then they throw sprouts on it. And I got to listen, if I'm going to have a chicken salad sandwich, and I need to sneak some sort of vegetable in, I'll maybe take a sprout. But other than that, I don't really go and you know, search for it. Meat that isn't cooked well done, he likes to avoid that. Okay, now I like medium. Okay, and there's some people in my family that like medium rare. You know, they like to see the blood kind of drip all over the plate around the succulent steak, and then it looks all juicy. And I don't like to order well done, because a lot of times the meat gets really dry, and it risks overcooking. So I want my steak medium, soft, succulent, juicy. I am so ready for a steak. Mama's hungry. Anyway, he recommends 160 degrees Fahrenheit. We've talked about 160, 165. Usually 165 we use for poultry and turkey and 160 for red meat. If you don't cook it thoroughly, it could cause poisoning by E. coli, salmonella, and other bacterial illnesses. He's right. Ground meat products could be problematic because the bacteria on the surface could be ground down into it. Plus, there's more surface area of ground meat. So ground beef, you have a lot more areas for the bacteria to hide out in, rather than a solid steak. Ground beef is all ground up, and you got all the little circles. So you guys remember surface area? Surface area is the outside of the sphere, right? You guys remember? Oh, come on. It wasn't that long ago. Okay, so the surface area is the out, like that whole. Okay, so for example, if you have, let's say, a flat table, yet you have 100 marbles. Those 100 marbles may have more surface area because it's all around than the top of the table. You kind of get that? Okay, no? I didn't explain that. Look, I'm not a math tutor. I used to be a math tutor. Okay, everybody leave me alone. He says he avoids pre-washed or pre-cut fruits and vegetables. Okay? He says he avoids these like the plague. All the people touching and processing the food to make your life easier are increasing the chances for contamination, and it's not worth the risk. Yeah, I'm really big on getting like a fruit tray. Like, you know, whenever you got to go over to friends, and they're like, all right, Dahlia, cook something. I'm like, I can't cook. So I buy one of those fruit trays, or I buy a veggie tray, and I'm like, I'm good. Those is what he's suggesting. Then he says he likes to avoid raw or undercooked eggs. Okay, we all know that, okay? You know, food poisoning like salmonella. We're doing much better because, you know, in the 1970s, you had Rocky Balboa, you know, drink his egg, you know, drink, I guess, right? And that was all exciting, and we were like, oh, man, he's such a stud. So a bunch of us tried it, and we tried it, and it was disgusting. Now all of a sudden, people got sick, and they were like, you know what? You're no Rocky Balboa. I'm like, well, yeah, we are. Yo, Adrian. So then we ended up going, okay, look, guys, you got to cook the stuff. So that ended up stopping that. And then this, I have absolutely no problem. Again, you don't need to twist my arm twice on this one. Avoid raw oysters and other raw shellfish. Okay? They say more foodborne illnesses lately are linked to shellfish. They say global warming is keeping our waters at temperatures great for producing microbial growth. If there's bacteria in the water, it'll get in your system, and if you eat it, you could then have trouble. I've seen a lot more of that over the last 5 years than I saw in the last 20 years. It's simply not worth the risk. Yeah, I think shellfish and oysters take like crap. Taste horribly. Now, we've talked about the laws of kosher. And if you read the Old Testament and you read the laws of kosher, the kosher rules, you see that kosher is the Hebrew term of the rules of eating kosher. All right? You see that a lot of these rules kind of apply to food poisoning. You're not supposed to be eating shellfish. Okay? We don't eat shellfish. If you're Jewish or if you keep kosher, you don't eat shellfish. No shrimp, red lobster, can't eat it, not even with the butter, no shellfish, no. Now, I was taught in medical school or biology back at UNLV where there's a dorsal vein and that dorsal vein would carry toxins. And so if you didn't cook that fish and get rid of that dorsal vein and, fry it up or whatever, you would be poisoned. And then not to mention just shellfish, with all the crevices and that, it's not the cleanest of the fish. And so there was a medical, background on that one. Also pork. Okay. If you eat raw pork, pretty dangerous. Well, back then in biblical times, they knew to cook their food, but a lot of times they didn't. Many times they didn't cook their food. So you could get away with eating raw red meat, but raw pork, no. We're supposed to do that, okay? In the Bible, they also talk about not boiling a kid in its mother's milk, okay? Now, that was more of a respect issue, okay? You don't sit there and eat the baby of the mom, eat the mom's baby while drinking her milk. So that law of kashrut, even though there have been doctors talking about the medical benefits of that, you're not supposed to be mixing dairy and meat. And they've been studying, how digestion is better. And, when you eat dairy, you're supposed to just eat dairy separately. When you eat meat, you're supposed to eat meat separately. Maybe it's the fat content. You got fat in dairy and you got fat in meat. But in the Bible, not boiling a kid in its mother's milk is more of a respect issue. They like to respect the animals, even though we eat them. Like to kill cows, kosher meat, kosher butchers, some of them, what they do is they do it as painless as possible. You're supposed to kill the animal as painless as possible. So one technique is holding the cow upside down, letting the blood rush to the cow's head, and then cutting the jugular. And I know it sounds barbaric to us, but it's supposed to be less painful than other ways to butcher animals. So, it's interesting, the laws of kashrut. And again, I'm not a, theologist, okay, or an expert, obviously, or a rabbi. Lord knows, my mom's probably listening to this texting me now going, what? You completely misinterpreted the Bible. What? I did. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender, a service from Reputation.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I had gotten a message a while back, and I didn't read it on air because it didn't kind of deal with any of the things we were currently talking about, but it was very interesting. It was a patient that asked his doctor if his data could not go in the electronic system. And he asked his doctor if the doctor could keep a paper chart on him. And the doctor said no and kind of looked at him funny. And so the listener wrote me going, you know, how do I find a doctor that still does paper charts? And, I mean, I answered him, I don't know. I mean, you could just kind of call the offices individually. And, you know, I was kind of thinking about that. I'm like, you know, I wonder if there is a market, right, for doctors that advertise. I mean, you know, most doctors are not low on patients. I mean, we're kind of overwhelmed with patients. But I'm wondering if that would be an interesting marketing technique for those who want it, where the doctor advertises, look, we just do paper charts. You do not have to worry about your, you know, information being on a computer. Well, then you hear a story like this, and you kind of wonder if more people are going to ask for that, even though I'll tell you, unfortunately, how that's not going to be practical later. St. Louis Health Insurer Centene Corporation says it's missing half a dozen hard drives that contain the personal and health information of nearly 950,000 clients. The St. Louis-based company says the hard drives do not include financial or payment details, but the missing information does include their names, their addresses, their birthdays, their social security numbers, their member identification numbers, and health information of parents who have patients who received laboratory services between 2009 and 2015. Centene says it is notifying regulators and affected individuals who will be offered free credit and health care monitoring to those affected. The company says it's publicizing its internal search out of an abundance of caution. Centene is a Fortune 500 company, they say, according to StLouisTribune.com, that runs managed health care plans for Medicaid programs in various states. Now, I mean, it's one of those things where when I hear this happens to a medical center, I mean, I kind of feel sorry for everybody involved. I mean, this really stinks. This is one heck of a cluster. And, you know, I don't know how to prevent something like this. Okay? You know, I don't trust computers. I never have. And yes, we're moving electronic very slowly, very slowly. And, you know, you just hear problem after problem after problem. And, everything's going to be electronic. In fact, I think ATMs, you're not even going to need an ATM card anymore. You're going to just have an app on your phone and be able to get your money. Now, some people are like, oh, that is great. Ooh-wee, good. You look at the ease. But every time I hear something like that, I go, well, what about the safety? So then somebody else could access your app and then access your account? I don't get this. So I'm just very, very suspicious. I'm very pessimistic about electronics and their, you know, role in the future, but especially with healthcare. When you see something like this, close to a million people's health information is out there. You know, and a lot of you like, yeah, it's really not a big deal. You know, so what? Coughs and colds? Okay, well, let's say you went to the doctor for an STD 10 years ago. Or let's say you had a bleeding hemorrhoid and you really don't want people to know about it. Or let's say you called out sick, okay, to your boss when you really weren't sick. And then your employer said, no, you need, you know, to have a note. So here you go. And in the health record, it's like, you know, look, you know, I'm fine. The doctor needs a note. I took off. I need a note. You know, and you know, I feel fine. And or you told the boss one thing and your medical record says another. And these things get out there. All right. Not to mention your social security, your birthday, your address, your address. Okay, my address was public a while back. We got some scary stuff in the mail. Okay? Luckily, we had a gate. But still, I don't know what the answer is. So going back to the listener who's like, you know, how can I find a doctor that just does paper charts? You know, some of the, most companies have electronic medical records, but I hear some that kind of do their VIP type concierge type practices, they might not be spending the money on the huge, electronic, you know, systems, and they may just have small, easy charts. I mean, I don't know. We're all going to have to, I mean, look at the way Medicare wants things. You know, they want us all electronic. So, you know, any doctor that takes Medicare is pretty much going to have to be electronic or they have to take a drop in their fees. I don't know what the answer is. I'm just very frustrated because I want privacy, but I also want ease of, you know, I can't stand that I see a patient, they had records, and I'm like, can somebody get me the records? And we can't get them, or we can't read them from another doctor's office. Okay, I mean, we have to go electronic. That's something I think many people in the healthcare field, you know, agree that that's something we need to do. But not when it puts people at risk. And if a company cannot, you know, 100% say, look, I'm going to be able to protect your records, I don't think they have any business putting your records then in an electronic system. And unfortunately, many of your records are in systems probably very similar to this. How do you lose half a dozen hard drives? How does that happen? I don't know. I mean, you computer people probably know more than I just don't know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so women. All right, you know, when it comes to getting pregnant, okay, you know, when I got pregnant, I don't want to say I was depressed at all. I didn't like the way I looked, okay? I was really frustrated at my weight. Okay, I never officially got depressed. I never had postpartum depression. I find myself very, very fortunate and lucky that I didn't. But we don't screen for it enough, you know? And so a panel is calling for screening depression both during and after pregnancy, and I would say even before. Now, one hesitation I think a lot of doctors have inadvertently is you're not really supposed to use antidepressants during pregnancy. So many doctors don't know how to have that conversation, or medical providers, I should say, don't know how to have that conversation with their pregnant patient. So the patient gets pregnant, and we're like, well, you know, maybe risk of autism. These medications, we don't know what they do. They're not, you know, at least category B and above. So we're going to take you off your antidepressant. Those are people that have been diagnosed with depression. Okay, so we take them off their antidepressant. We say, look, just wing it during the pregnancy, and we'll get you back on when you're not. But what about the people that aren't diagnosed with depression? Do a lot of doctors, when somebody's pregnant, do they start bringing that subject up? Many of them won't because they can't prescribe a medication. Now, personally, I like to always recommend therapy. I think it's a great idea to, if anybody is having any mood changes or depression or concerns, have a therapist involved. So I think that's, you know, I think that's paramount. But a lot of us, we don't go there. We're worried about, okay, are you taking your vitamins? Are you eating right? Are you, you know, watching your weight? Are you watching any swelling? Let's check your blood pressure. Let's check your urine. And so, unfortunately, we don't really take the time to dissect what's going on with a person's psyche. And unfortunately, after pregnancy, we have the risk of postpartum depression. Postpartum depression could cause moms to be severely depressed, possibly hurt themselves or the baby. So the recommendation is a part of an updated depression screening guideline issued by a panel, a group of experts from the Department of Health and Human Services, and they want clinicians being on top of it. And by the way, if you guys don't feel right and you don't want a diagnosis of depression, we're going to talk about this. How to talk to your medical provider, you know, to get what you need. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We'll be right back. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are.
But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.